Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey y'all, as we are blessed to see another Monday, I pray your weekend went well. Most of us have spent the week prior doing some apple picking, pumpkin picking, and if you have kids, trick-or-treating. If this is your first time listening to me, my name is Cheryl Renee, and I am your favorite Jersey girl. This podcast is for most and prayerfully soon to be for you a virtual safe space. In this space, we will talk about all things pertaining to life, love, and relationships, but I love to dive into mental health topics that will help us erase the normal way of thinking so we can tap into who it is that God has called us to be. As we continue to tackle with healing and grieving from people, places, and things, my question for the week is, how many of you were blindsided? Did the people you decided to grieve from blindside you with their love or money, their power, or their influence? Did you get to the place where something happened and then you realize that you saw things all wrong? Did you enter a situation full of hope and then one day found yourself full of hopelessness? If you can relate to any of these, then it's time to remove the scales. Now, Psalms 146 and 8 says, "The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous." Now, this verse speaks to the transformative power of God, who is not only heals physical blindness, but also removes the spiritual scales from our eyes, allowing us to see the clarity and live righteously. So I want us to begin by understanding what it means to have scales on our eyes. Now, in a spiritual sense, scales represent anything that blinds us from the truth, whether it's doubt or fear, prejudice or sin. And these scales can prevent us from seeing God's love, His truth, purpose, and anything else that's for our lives. So now that you know what it means, what does it look like in action? And I'm going to ask you this question as we're talking about this. Are you ready to remove the scales? Now, the first step, if you're ready, in removing these scales is recognition. Just as physical blindness requires acknowledgement before seeking treatment, we must recognize the spiritual blindness in our lives. This involves self-reflection, prayer, and asking God to remove the areas where we are not seeing clearly. Now, I want you to be careful with this prayer because God will give you exactly what you ask for. I can't tell you guys how many times I've asked God to reveal something to me, and He did it immediately. So don't ask Him if you are not ready. Next, we need to seek God's help. Psalms 146 and 8 reminds us that it is the Lord who opens the eyes of the blind. We cannot remove these scales on our own. We need God's intervention, and that's key. Now, how we gain this intervention is through prayer and reading scripture. We can invite God to work in our hearts and minds and bring us clarity and understanding. This step is a gift and a curse because sometimes God doesn't move as quickly as we would like Him to. God moves on His timing, so that is important to remember. This could create some anxiousness, but it's important to trust the process and rest in the fact that his timing is perfect. And I'm gonna be honest, this isn't easy for me because I'm always anxious, but you have to trust the process, and I promise you that it is always worth it. Another important aspect is repentance. Often the scales on our eyes are results of sin or disobedience. Repentance involves turning away from these behaviors and seeking God's forgiveness. It's a humbling process, but it's essential for spiritual growth and clarity. I want you to give yourself grace because in most cases, certain things that we have allowed was due to us not knowing better. But now that we are knowing better, it's time for us to do better. So accountability is important. Community and fellowship play a significant role as well. Surrounding ourselves with fellow believers who can offer support, encouragement, and accountability, there goes that word again, helps us stay right on path. They can provide insights and perspectives that we might miss on our own. Now, you must be around people you want to be. Find some groups on Facebook or YouTube, some videos from people who are where you want to be, and start doing the research necessary to get you to the next level. If you are the smartest person in the room, then it's time to remove yourself from that room and go into other rooms. It's very vital that you surround yourself with people that can pour into you, that you can learn from and glean from, so you can get yourself to the next level where you want to be. And lastly, I want us to talk about living in the light. Once the scales are removed, when God opens your eyes, you begin to see the world and your life through his perspective. Now, this newfound clarity should inspire you to live more righteously, love others more deeply, and pursue God's purpose with renewed vigor. And like I stated before, when you know better, it's vital that you do better, because this is more about who you're meant to help and not about you. God has a work for you to do and lives for you to touch. So the sooner you remove the scales, the sooner you can be a blessing to others. And I want you to always know that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next week, you all have a good week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at Shira Renee 510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.